There's still a few things to be tied up, but in general, everything that was needed to be passed got passed.
Morehead State Representative Paul Marquardt says despite the crazy finish to this year's legislative session, the results are very good. Marquardt was among the lawmakers providing a review of the legislative session to members of the Chamber of Fargo, Morehead, and West Fargo.
You've got the agricultural property tax credit, which is going to really help our area farmers and our area schools. The bonding bill, which the governor signed, has the Morehead underpass and flood mitigation up in Halstead and some important projects for Detroit Lakes with their wastewater facility. So overall, even though it was frantic and really kind of exciting at the end, it turned out very good.
Marquardt says while the session was marred by partisan gamesmanship, the ending flurry of activity brought out cooperation. He says Governor Dayton's decision to sign the bills into law prevented a potential government shutdown. However, there were five vetoes issued by the governor, one of which defunds the legislature, a move which Republicans want to bring to court.
I wish they were not, quite frankly. I wish the Republican leadership would sit down and first negotiate with the governor on these five items, rather than the first thing going to the courts that is going to cost taxpayers dollars to try to get legislative pay. I don't think folks back home think that's a proper way to spend your dollars in trying to get your pay when you should sit down at the table and negotiate with the governor first.
Marquardt says at this point, there are no indications Republican leadership is willing to bring up negotiations for a special session. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.